little bit of bass as well.
You can turn it up a little bit, just a teeny bit. Yeah, that's fine.
Hey, test mic.
Rolling?
Okay, I'm recording whenever you're ready.
Let's do it, man.
This song is called Fool.
Today's session is from Canadian singer-songwriter Basha Bulat. Goodness gracious, I think we reviewed Basha's debut record way back in the first issue or two of Monocle when we were young and foolish, but less so than now. Basha's fourth LP, Good Advice, came out last month in Europe, and it's just as effortlessly tuneful as the others, but has a bit more force and intent behind it. Basha's subtle chamber pop, sure, but with added welly. The record was produced by Jim James of My Morning Jacket and cut in Louisville, Kentucky. Here's Basha performing tracks from Good Advice. Basha Bulat, so good to see you again.
Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for coming in and turning it on in our little studio too. Because it's not necessarily easy to turn up to a place with your guitar on your back, like some sort of, I don't know, like some medieval sort of troubadour.
Well, I've always felt like I was part of a long line of troubadours.
Really?
And trouvères. Yeah,
you've got some
France.
Lineage there.
I hope so.
Okay.
I feel like maybe that's where it comes from. At least I like to imagine that.
A little knapsack on your back, maybe a stick with a rolled up handkerchief.
Yeah, just a little bindle.
A bindle, is that what it's called? Is that what it's called?
I've done my research, yeah.
And alive. Not only are you travelling around with your bindle promoting this fantastic new record called Good Advice, but I guess you've gone on a bit of a journey with the record, actually.
Yeah.
There's a lot of talk of driving to Kentucky surrounding Good Advice. Talk us through this one, and talk us as well through working with Jim from My Morning Jacket on this one, because the record has a bit of a different sound.
Totally.
So let's tackle Kentucky, first of all.
Well, yeah, I'm from Canada, and I drove, actually, from Toronto to Louisville, Kentucky, which is where the album was recorded, and over a couple sessions.
Yeah.
And Yeah, it's, I guess it's about 13 hours driving.
For Canadians, that's like going out to get a pint of milk.
Exactly. Yeah. Almost. Yeah. For me, yeah, it was a beautiful drive. And I think something that was really appealing to me was that it wasn't, not only was it that I got to work with Jim, who's based there at the time, but also that it was kind of off the beaten path. I mean, Louisville's an incredible city for music, but I think a lot of people assume you would go to maybe New York or Nashville or Los Angeles. And those are all great cities, but I really loved kind of being somewhere a little bit more, I don't know, different and a little bit weird.
Yes, it's a great sort of musical DNA there, for sure.
Yeah.
And working with Jim James, as we mentioned, the main man from My Morning Jacket, that seems to have given good advice, quite a different atmosphere, or not a different atmosphere, but a different production, a different sheen. There's more keys on it, maybe there's more electronics on it. There's a different atmosphere. That's a nice coming together. Does it feel like you kind of set off on a different journey? Does it feel very different to you, or is a very obvious line linking your four records?
Well, I do think that the interesting part, and one of the reasons why I love working with Jim, is that because he's also a songwriter and a musician himself, he is really good. He knew that I wanted to do something different with my music and push myself, but he's also really interested in guarding, like, kind of, I guess you could say in quotes, the essence of, you know, my songwriting voice. I didn't want to lose my voice.
Well, I think our listeners will be thankful for that. I mean, your voice still is such a strong instrument in itself.
Thank you.
Sound on fantastic voice on this new record, and
indeed
in this session. So it is one of those things of kind of safeguarding all the bits that you want to keep, maybe moving it up a notch, moving it on to some sort of different genre. But,
well,
know,
and also
embracing
just,
something else.
Yeah, and also just seeing, you know, the songs kind of wrote themselves and suggested that this is the direction they needed to go. And I think that one of the things that I love about Jim is that he's done so many different things with his music, and he's really fearless in that way. And so he's a really good person to work with if you want to go somewhere you haven't been before. He's not really afraid of the unknown. This song's called Someday Soon.
Oh, come our glass. Night still overcast. This love cannot last, even if your will has. Will you think of me falling out of time? Were you ever mine? Did you think to ask if I'll be gone someday, someday soon, someday soon? I'll be gone someday, someday soon, someday, someday soon. Ooh.
it's a thoughtful LP, and it feels like there's a bit of road trip going on. There's a lot of reflection on those songs. You know, is there a good time for writing songs? Do you always write them with the guitar in your hand, or can you write them at the wheel? You know, as you roll on through the day and night down to Kentucky, is that a good place to write songs in your head?
Yeah, I actually, I've talked to a lot of songwriters about this, that just the feeling of being in motion gets your mind right. going. And I think a lot of people, whether they're writers or songwriters, or everybody's always kind of carrying their notebook. Obviously, when you're driving, I'm not taking out the notebook, but certainly it
just
gives you a lot of time.
Just like to talk to all the traffic police on the way from Toronto to Kentucky, that would be like, at no point used so much as a notepad and pencil
exactly.
while at the wheel,
exactly.
certainly not a guitar. But ukulele, do you think you'd get away with that? It's pretty small.
You know, I've seen some crazy things on highways after being a touring musician for, I guess it's been 7 years now. And once I did see someone playing the flute at the wheel. I think it was in Michigan. It was the most bizarre thing.
That's a sort of really sophisticated bit of dangerous driving.
They
not like
good.
Lighting a cigarette cack-handedly and not knowing where your lighter is or something like that. That's proper. That's a very sophisticated
it was
illegal act.
It was a classical flute too. It wasn't like right. a recorder that you could kind of no. one-hand it, you know?
Wow. And where was that?
That was somewhere in Michigan, I think. Just on
things,
the road.
Things are looking up.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Sorry I'm late for my violin lesson, mummy. I'm doing it in the car. And lastly, let's turn to the title of the new album, Bashet. It's called Good Advice. Are you giving it or are you listening to it on that record?
Well, the funny thing about that title is that it's neither. It's a record that asks a lot of questions, and it's definitely, you know, the kind of record that I wrote when I was, I think a lot of people would like to classify it as a heartbreak record. And when you're going through, you know, either a big heartbreak or some kind of big change, you've got a lot of questions. And I think, I mean, the title track and the idea of good advice is really just that sometimes you're never going to have the answer, but coming to terms with that and almost celebrating that is kind of where I'm at right now.
This song is called Infamous.
Saw the pictures, read all your darkest thoughts while you were waiting, ready to brush me off. We could be friendly, we could be out of touch, we could be famous, or even infamous. If you want, come back or not, but call it off. Come back or don't, but turn me down. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Come back or not, but call it off. Come back or don't, but tell me now. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Should have been easy, but how can I close my eyes? You have new friends now, I didn't recognize. For every time you'd say, I ask for too much, you spend another day trying to be infamous and turn around. Come back or not, but call it off. Come back or don't, but turn down. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Come back or don't, but call it home. Come back alone or turn around. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Somewhere else. Somewhere else. Somewhere.
Yeah. You've been listening to The Sessions at Midori House, and today's guest was Basha Bulat. Her new album, Good Advice, is out now on Secret City Records. And Basha will be back in Europe later on this month before playing dates in North America in July. Head to bashabulat.com to see if she's playing at a venue near you. The show was produced by Holly Fisher and mixed by Alex Funnell. Join us again at the same time next week when we'll have live music from London synthsters Wild Palms. But for the time being, I've been Robert Bounds, and thank you very much for tuning in.